Thank you so much. Yes, indeed, it is The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, the Ballantyne, and surrounding area. The Arthur Bowreen State Historical Ranch at Merriman, Nebraska, in northwest corner of Cherry County, or one of the other museums around the Ballantyne area. And check things out at Merritt Reservoir, the Niobrara River. Lots of things to do, and it's great for upland bird hunting as well, and some big game. So check it out. Visit Ballantyne.com.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that just never stops. Every issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark. Agriculture is the focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News' legacy. A steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue. It's continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or get your Tri-State Livestock News exclusively in the mail by subscribing at tsln.com.
So what are you going to share today?
I have tools in the shop. Okay. That I think will ring a bell with everyone.
Oh, maybe I've got time to do my Glock 9mm.
Well, let's see if you do. Should we start off with the tools?
Sure.
I'll have you share these with me because there's quite a few of them. It starts off as three-finger Earl, and as we read through these, I think that'll all make sense. For example, you know what a drill press is, right?
Yeah.
It's a tall, upright machine useful for suddenly snatching flat metal bar stock out of your hand so that it smacks you in the chest, flings your beer across the room, denting the freshly painted project which you had carefully set in the corner where nothing could get to it.
I've been there, done that. The wire wheel cleans paint off bolts and then throws them somewhere under the workbench with the speed of light. Also removes fingerprints and hard-earned calluses from fingers in about the time it takes you to say, oh, crap.
Okay, there's the skill saw, too, out there in the shop. A portable cutting tool used to make studs too short.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Pliers used to round off the bolt heads, sometimes used in the creation of blood blisters.
Oh, the belt sander. An electric sanding tool commonly used to convert minor touch-up jobs into major refinishing jobs.
How about the hacksaw? One of a family of cutting tools built on the Ouija board principle. It transforms human energy into a crooked, unpredictable motion. And the more you attempt to influence its course, the more dismal your future becomes.
Oh my goodness, these are so accurate. Vice grips, generally used after pliers to completely round off bolt heads. If nothing else is available, they can also be used to transfer intense welding heat to the palm of your hand.
Well, that'll happen too. How about that oxyacetylene torch, used almost entirely for lighting various flammable objects in your shop on fire. Also handy for igniting the grease inside the wheel hub out of which you want to remove a bearing race.
The table saw, a large stationary power tool commonly used to launch wood projectiles for testing wall integrity.
All right, the hydraulic floor jack, used for lowering an automobile to the ground after you have installed your new brake shoes, trapping the jack handle firmly under the bumper.
Yep, and the bandsaw, a large stationary power saw primarily used by most shops to cut good aluminum sheet into smaller pieces that more easily fit into the trash can after you cut on the inside of the line instead of the outside edge.
The two-ton engine hoist, a tool for testing the maximum tensile strength of everything you forgot to disconnect.
Phillips screwdriver, normally used to stab the vacuum seals under the lids or for opening old-style paper and tin oil cans and splashing oil on your shirt, but can also be used, as the name implies, to strip out Phillips screw heads.
How accurate these are.
Oh,
well,
man.
That would leave us with the straight screwdriver, a tool for opening paint cans, sometimes used to convert common slotted screws into non-removable screws and butchering your palms.
Oh, yeah. The pry bar, a tool used to crumple the metal surrounding the clip or bracket you needed to remove in order to replace a 50-cent part.
And a hose cutter, a tool used to make hoses too short.
Of course, we've been sharing a list of shop equipment, I do believe. How about the hammer? Originally employed as a weapon of war, the hammer nowadays is used as a kind of divining rod to locate the most expensive parts adjacent to the object we are trying to hit.
Well, I'm not going to get to my Glock 9mm story today, so we'll have to save that for another program. So
All
keep
right.
listening to The Good Stuff.